The much-awaited District Assembly and Unit Committee elections takes off tomorrow. The elections were initially scheduled to take place last year, but postponed due to a legal dispute. More than 18,000 candidates made up of 17,000 men and 1,000 women will contest for positions in the assemblies, while more than 43,000 are vying for positions as members of the unit committees. We bring you more.
Originally scheduled for March this year, the district-level elections were postponed after the Supreme Court directed the EC to do so. This was after Benjamin Ayimensah, an aspiring assembly member, dragged the EC to court. This time round, another hitch to the election. It's from Dichemso in Ashanti, where a Kumasi High Court has placed an injunction on the election there. Notices of poll, ballot papers and registers have been sent to the regions and polling centres. 196 unit committee candidates and 29 assembly aspirants, comprising students, persons above 70 years and those who have used party emblems, have been disqualified. The EC has also increased the polling stations for the elections from 26,000 to 30,000. This is to ensure that no polling stations has more than 850 people on the register, to ensure that voting as well as counting of ballots at the polling stations are done quickly. Voter turnout in the district level election has been persistently low over the years. Factors that would account for the low turnout this year would include inadequate voter education by the EC and MCCE, voter fatigue, fear of intimidation, and disenchantment of voters resulting from the postponement. Others are religious reasons, long queues at the polling stations, and complacency.
You heard a piece on the district level elections.
After many years of conducting and supervising elections, the EC has come to the conclusion that apathy is a challenge to the district-level elections. Acting Director of Public Affairs Christian Owusu-Parry tells Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe that the EC is, however, confident of a higher voter turnout tomorrow. This is because the electorate have been sensitized enough to the need to make their voices heard through local governance in the decentralization process.
We have over the years tried to whip up interest of the people in the district level elections. What we have done for this particular year is that we have engaged a lot of community-based organizations, and we did a lot of sensitization on the district level elections. We went as low as to the Ghana National Association of Garages, dressmakers, hairdressers, GUTA, that is Ghana Union of Traders Association, and every identifiable body that we could find at the district level, we had interaction with them. Besides that, we are running the publicity on radio and television, and we have vans that are mounted with horn speakers also publicizing the event through the streets in the various districts. So we are hopeful that with that kind of publicity, people will see the need to come out.
Mr. Owusu-Parry, is there anything in particular that the EC has been doing to up interest to include people with disability and women specifically?
They were part of the groups that we interacted with, that we had consultation with, dialogue with. We met the Ghana Society for the Blind. We met the physically challenged. We took them through the processes. A number of blind persons have been taken through the use of the title jacket for voting. And they seem quite impressed that they can now select their own candidates without assistance from anybody. So we're hopeful that they will come up with their numbers, with the kind of orientation that we are giving them to vote for candidates of their choice.
Just clarifying here, the tactile jacket is what assists the people with disability in voting, visually impaired.
So they are able to select candidates of their choice without assistance from anybody. For the rest of the disabled, what we have told the presiding officers is that they should be given priority when they come to the polling station. So we don't expect them to join any queues. As soon as they get to the polling station, they are processed, they go through the voting steps, and then they can leave the polling station. So we're doing that to encourage to go to the polling station and vote.
So the aged people with disability can walk through and vote without standing in line?
Yes, precisely that.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share with us on the DLE?
Let us all understand that development begins at the grassroots. So we should treat this election with all the importance that it deserves.